place an order, press 1.
Thanks for calling Shop at Home.
This is Juanita. How may I help you?
Hello there, ma'am. I want to order one of them timekeepers.
A timekeeper?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have the item number?
Oh, the man on the TV said it was like a 1-1 something. I'm sorry, I'm pretty old. I'm 97 years old. I can't remember things too good anymore.
The amount of the watch, the cost?
It was like $400 or something, but I've been watching your channel for a while, so that may not be right either.
Can you describe the watch for me so I can try to
locating it? I'm colorblind in one eye, but from what I could see, it was either black or a dark color. And they had it on the TV.
I cannot
have
your telephone number beginning with the area code
that's
associated with your credit card.
Oh, I don't have a credit card because I'm in an old folks' home because they put me in here because I can't read good.
What method of payment will you be using this evening?
Well, I like to use my checkbook for things most of the time. Except when I'm buying like the groceries.
Okay, I'm sorry, we don't accept a check over the phone. You would have to mail that in.
Can I do it that way so I can buy a timekeeper?
Sure, if you could just help me with locating the watch for you. You said the watch was about $400.
I may be wrong on that one, ma'am. Like I said, I'm pretty old. I'm 97 years old. And sometimes I don't remember things very good.
Okay, what's your phone number beginning with the area
code? Well, I'm using the phone here at an old folks' home where I live.
Okay, and what's that number?
I don't know what the number is. But I can tell you the number that I dialed to get to you.
Okay, but I need your telephone number.
Well, I live in room 7 in Bedford Home. Ma'am?
Yes, I need your telephone number, please.
I put in a 1-800. And then what the man had on the TV. That's what I put in.
Okay, but I need your telephone number, your home telephone number, please.
I don't have a home. I see, I'm living here in an old folks' home. So I live with a lot of other people.
And I understand that, but I need the number that you're calling from, please.
Well, it's room 7.
I'm going to have a little bit more information in order to order the watch for you.
Well,
I don't have any idea which one you're looking at.
Well,
I would love to get it. I have placed that order.
Well, Mac, can I be honest with you?
Sure.
I called your number on 2 other occasions this evening. And on both times, the talker on the other end of the line didn't want to help me because I can't read good and I don't remember things. And they are trying to tell me that they were going to release my call.
Okay.
And I really want the timekeeper so that it's got big numbers on it and the TV. And it looked like I could see it good.
Yes, but we have to have more information.
Can you help me, ma'am?
They're advertising several watches tonight. So we would definitely have to have a more of a description in order to place that order for you.
Well, I wish I had made my phone call from the lobby where the man on the TV had it on the lobby.
Okay. Yes, and while you're watching the show, they actually have the item numbers.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you could just jot those down, that will be very helpful.
Well, I understand, and I'm sorry. I wish I wasn't so much trouble everybody I meet. But I have a hard time seeing things, and sometimes I need a timekeeper that I can see the numbers on real good. And it looked like to me that I could see the numbers real good on the one that the man had on the TV in the lobby. But I came back my room to call you. And I dialed the number myself and had dialed three times to get a hold of you.
Okay, and I apologize, but we're trying to assist you, but without having more of a description of the item, it's going to be hard for us to place that order because we don't know what you want to order.
Which ones you got that got a big face on them, like with the big numbers?
They have several. What price range
is it? Something like $400. I'm willing to pay. I'm a man of some means.
Okay.
I gotta pay here for this here home all by myself.
Okay.
My kids put me in a home, but they make me pay for the home. Can I give you the phone number of the home?
That'll be fine.
Oh.
What method of payment are you going to use you say you don't have a credit card?
I can use my daughter's credit card to put it on a phone so that you can mail me my timekeeper.
Okay, well, we would have to speak with your daughter in order to authorize her.
But is it all right if you send me off of her card if I ain't got one myself?
You'll have to speak with her.
Well, she don't know I'm about to use it.
You can't use it without her permission. We would have to speak with your daughter and her so you can use that card.
Well, she let me use it the other day to order my pills. I understand. I just wish I wasn't such a problem everywhere I go.
Okay, just have your daughter give us the phone. She's more than happy to place that order.
Well, you don't understand, ma'am. They ain't necessarily around here at the home at this time. I'm back in room 7.
Okay, I'm sorry, but we're not going to be able to place the order.
But that's what you told, that's what the other people told me. The man, and then the woman, and now you're the second woman.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if you're going to treat me this way if I don't need to buy my timekeeper.
Well, we more than have to place that order. We just need to speak with your daughter if you're utilizing her credit card.
Well, Can I send you a check in the mail?
Yes, you sure can.
Sometimes my nursemaid helps me write my checks. Sometimes when she brings me my eggs in the morning, because I can't always see to write them good.
Okay, I just need you to tell me, if you can mail the check in the mail, that's no problem.
Yes, ma'am.
But in order for me to place the order, I have to know what you would like to order.
Well, you've been so nice to me. Can you just pick the one that's the black one for me?
No, I can't do that. I definitely would have to have you to select the type of watch you would like.
I ain't hard to please. I just need one I can read.
Okay.
What watch is you selling in there that I can read?
Well, show on watches is showing sports memorabilia.
Well, I'll buy a sports watch if I can see it. I ain't been on it having to be nothing for no businessman. I've never been no white-collar man myself much anyways.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to turn it. Just call me, I'm going to place an order.
Well, can you help me pick out the watch I need to see?
One moment, please.
Thank you, ma'am. Ma'am, are you there? Hello, ma'am? I know, Henry. I'm trying to order it. You don't gotta look at me like that. I'm trying to order it. From me getting on back in here. I know it was the dark one. I just don't know which one it was. Now, Henry, don't gotta be like that. At least you can see what you're trying to order. Ma'am? Hello, ma'am, you there? Are you on the other line of the telephone?
I'm just I'm still here.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I please have your first name?
My name?
Yes.
My name is Vincent.
And your last name?
Vincent. My name is Vincent.
What's your last name?
My last name is Vincent.
And your first name?
Martin.
Martin Vincent?
Yes, ma'am. And I live
in
I live in room 7 with Henry Stokes.
And what's the address?
It's room 7. On the left hallway when you come in the lobby.
Okay, but we need the actual building address, the actual mailing address.
The building? The building is building 1. It's only 1 building.
I'm sorry, we need the actual address to the facility so that when we ship it out to you, they will know where to deliver it at.
Oh, well, I live in a home across from the stadium.
Okay, but I'm not in that same city and state with you. We would definitely have to have that physical address.
Where do you live?
We're in Tennessee.
Oh, I ain't in no Tennessee. That's over there where they fought the war.
Yes. It's just me.
That was the war that freed my grandfathers.
Okay, once you obtain that information, you can give us a call back. We need the physical street address that we're going to ship the item to, okay?
Well, I'm in here in room 7 with my roommate, Henry, and maybe he knows where I live.
Okay.
Can I ask Henry where I live? Henry! Henry, are you on the toilet?
Shut your mouth, damn fool.
Hello, and Henry.
Shut your mouth, damn fool.
Henry's on the toilet. Ma'am? Ma'am?
Yes, I'm going to terminate this call. Thank you for calling something up.
You killed it.